What not to do, competition, self-erasure, emotional fusion, and ministry confusion. In this video, we are looking at what not to do when working alongside men in ministry. Priscilla offers a healthy model of partnership, but many women fall into unhealthy patterns when they begin collaborating closely with men. The danger is often not obvious sin at first. More often, it begins with instability, unclear identity, and disordered attachment. One mistake is competition. A woman may feel that if she does not assert herself strongly, she will be overlooked. So she becomes sharp, overly forceful, or subtly adversarial. She begins measuring herself against the men she serves beside. Instead of partnership, everything starts feeling like a comparison. But competition is not the same as strength. Often it is insecurity trying to protect itself. A woman who knows her place before God does not need to turn every ministry setting into a contest. Another mistake is self-erasure. This is the opposite problem. A woman may assume that peace means staying small. She may hold back ideas, apologize for her presence, defer too quickly, and quietly abandon her real contribution. She may tell herself she is being humble, but sometimes she is simply afraid. Self-erasure is not biblical femininity. It is loss of center. Then there is emotional fusion. This is especially important in ministry settings. A woman may begin working closely with a gifted or respected man, and over time, she may lose the ability to distinguish between healthy collaboration and unhealthy attachment. His approval matters too much. His mood affects her too much. His praise lifts her too much. His criticism wounds her too much. She begins to carry the relationship emotionally in ways that go beyond the actual ministry task. That is dangerous. Partnership should stay clean. Ministry confusion often grows from that emotional fusion. A woman may think we work well together, but beneath that may be a need for closeness, affirmation, or special access. Or she may feel deeply understood and mistake that for spiritual significance. This can happen in churches, outreach teams, counseling adjacent settings, chaplaincy, and volunteer work. A woman must learn to keep partnership clear enough that calling is not confused with attachment. What not to do. Do not compete with men to prove your worth. Do not disappear to keep peace. Do not build your identity on a male co-worker's approval. Do not let ministry partnership become emotional dependency. Do not spiritualize attachment just because the work matters. And do not ignore the signs of confusion when a relationship begins carrying too much emotional weight. A better way is this: stay rooted in God, know your calling, speak clearly, keep boundaries, and let collaboration remain collaboration. You can respect men without being overshadowed by them. You can serve beside them without becoming attached. You can contribute without proving, and you can remain warm without becoming fused. Priscilla points us toward that kind of maturity. She helps us see that intelligent partnership is possible when a woman keeps her center in Christ.